You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. Thanks so much for joining me. I truly am on a mission to defeat drama one organization, one family, one person at a time. In today's episode, I'll be talking about defeating the drama of supervising your friends. This may have been an issue for you, or you might be dealing with it right now. Before I get started though, I want to tell you that today's episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some great work for me. So check them out at pillarsocialmedia.com. So in theory, working with friends seems like it would be great. And so many of my clients went into this scenario with really good intentions. Hey, I need to hire someone for my business. I know this person. We've been friends since kindergarten. They're going to be awesome. We'll get along great. We love each other. And then it doesn't work out. Over and over, I find my clients struggling with the negative impact of work friendships. You know, we spend a lot of time at work, so it's bound to happen. We become friends with people at work. There are many ways you can end up supervising a friend. For instance, you work together, you became friends, and then you got promoted to their manager. Now what? How do you maneuver through that new relationship that does need to transform for everyone to be successful? You hired a friend thinking they would be great in your department or business. You blur the lines with direct reports and start spending time together outside of work. Friendships blossom, and so does the drama. So friendship relationships are great, but the problem is they just often breed drama in work. So here are just some of the scenarios I've seen. The line between friend and boss becomes blurred, and you let them get away with too much. You feel bad. You just think, I'm a friend. I need to be nice. I don't want to tell them what to do. I don't want to have them know that I'm feeling disappointed in them. I want to just have them feel like they're doing a great job. I feel bad disciplining them or giving them clear expectations. Drama. Or your employee begins to take advantage of the relationship, expecting preferential treatment, and is angry with you for treating them as an employee at work. This has happened to many clients. I've actually talked to a few people recently that are dealing with this right now. They're friends outside of work, and that employee is angry. Why are you using that tone with me? Why don't you care about all this stuff that's happening to me? You know, and they're trying to set boundaries and say, I'm happy to talk to you about this, but we have to talk about it outside of work. I need to be your manager here. And their friend is not understanding it. How about you spend a lot of time at work rehashing the fun you had over the weekend and planning your next escapade. Other employees become frustrated with your lost productivity. I've seen this one too. I've had clients where, I mean, they're roughhousing and wrestling and jumping on the computer and looking at stuff on YouTube and laughing and joking. And man, does the rest of the team get frustrated with those kinds of shenanigans. You do play favorites and plan to continue, but are becoming annoyed with the jealous or frustrated displays of the rest of the team. Maybe from your perspective, you're thinking, hey, this is my friend. Deal with it. I am going to treat them differently. Or maybe you overcompensate and tend to be harsher with your friend slash employee, causing tension between the two of you. So you want to prove to the rest of the team that you're not giving them preferential treatment, but you go a little overboard and you're actually harsher on them. I see this in family businesses sometimes too. Actually, a lot of these happen in family businesses as well, but instead of the friendship relationship, it's the family relationships that create it. Perhaps the two of you get distracted talking, goofing around, or playing practical jokes on each other at work. Or you have a fight with your friend outside of work over a personal issue, and then you have to work together the next day, and one or both of you aren't too good at setting those boundaries and keeping work life and personal life separate. The rest of the team has the inaccurate perception that your friend gets preferential treatment despite your best efforts. So that's that filling in the absence of fact, filling in the blanks with negative assumptions. So they just assume because they know that you're friends that that person gets preferential treatment. They're going to get paid more. They're going to get the better hours, every little thing that they perceive is them getting special treatment, they assign to the friendship. Maybe your friend is a rock star and you're treating them well because they do so well at work and you treat others well also, but that's not the perception of the team. So how do I define drama? If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I define it as anything that shifts focus from where it should be on providing great service for your customers or clients or patients, whatever you call the people you serve. Friendships will happen at work, and you can have friendships without generating drama, but you have to have good boundaries and solid ground rules. I definitely recommend that you talk through these ground rules prior to. So sometimes you fall into the friend zone and you don't really have time to talk out the ground rules ahead of time. But for sure, if you're hiring a friend, you know they're a friend, you're bringing them into your organization, have these talks up front. And if it's just you falling into friendship, you need to have this boundary setting, ground rule setting conversation soon. All right. So the first boundary / ground rule is no preferential treatment. So you as the leader need to tell your friend, I can't give you special treatment. I need to treat you exactly as I'm treating the rest of the team. They need to understand that, not seek it out, not pressure you, not be frustrated with you for not giving them special treatment. You know, let's say that you need to work every other weekend as an employee and your friend says, hey, come on, give me all the Saturdays off. You can't do that as a leader. That will breed drama. So you have to tell them up front that that's the way it's going to be and they need to accept it with grace. The next one is no extra harsh treatment. Well, they should be happy with this ground rule, but together you need to talk about it, agree to it, and you know what? Ask them to let you know privately in a professional manner if they feel like you're being harsher, and then be open to receiving the feedback. The next is no goofing around or rehashing the weekend shenanigans. So don't bring your personal life into work. I mean, if you're on a short break or you're away from everyone on a lunch break, it's okay to talk a little bit about the personal life. But the more other employees hear you talking and rehashing, the more they're going to decide that that person's getting preferential treatment. It'll be annoying. It'll breed drama. You've got plenty of time outside of work. Pretend they're a different human being, if you can, when you're at work. You don't need to use work time to talk about the personal time that you've spent with your really good friend. Make sure that you treat all employees with respect so everyone feels good. You know, I've talked in the past about employees want to feel like they're acknowledged and appreciated. All employees want to feel that way. You will have more drama if you have a friendship in your business, if you have left that bucket empty for some of your employees. If some of your employees aren't feeling respected or appreciated, they're going to see any little thing that you do for that friend or any other employee, as a matter of fact, as, hey, what about me? I've done these extra things too, and you're not acknowledging me. So you know what? Make sure everyone's bank account for appreciation is full. That in general will give you less drama, but for sure you need to do that if you've got some friendship stuff happening in your department or your business. And then the fifth one is, where it may appear that there is preferential treatment, be prepared to share a bit more detail and not be defensive, but just share how you are being objective, how this isn't preferential treatment. So for instance, if for some reason, you know, everyone's being asked to do overtime, but your friend isn't, or there's a certain job that everyone loves to do and it's really fun and your friend is going to do it that day. Make sure everyone knows, hey, I'm rotating through the schedule. It's their turn. Or here's why they're not doing the overtime this time. You know, they put in a lot of extra hours 2 weeks ago, something like that. Again, not from a defensive place, but just fill in some of the blanks. Number six, if the relationship does cause drama and you're not able to work through the cause, one of you must move or go. Now, I'm talking about this extreme scenario here, and I hope it's not necessary, but I have seen it happen. One of you is interested in keeping the professional relationship and friendship separate while the other is not. Drama ensues. All efforts to minimize the impact fail. And like I said, I've seen this one quite a few times. It can be a long-standing relationship. You have a very structured, concrete, cemented relationship that you've built over time. And then it feels different when you're trying to work together, when you're trying to treat that person as a subordinate instead of your equal, instead of your friend. I've seen kind of adult style temper tantrums, trying to get attention, whining, crying. I've seen some sabotage behavior, a lot of crazy stuff as an employee becomes really frustrated trying to get that preferential treatment at work from their boss who's their friend. And at the end of the day, the business must win. So if you're the one in the leadership role or the business owner and you don't want to compromise your position, the threat of job loss must be present and real. This is not an easy one, I know, but if you've entered the work friend zone, you have to be willing to go to the mat for your business and hope that the friendship can survive. The reality is, sometimes they don't, and I have seen that too. So once you're working together, you've kind of jumped down that rabbit hole and you don't know where it's going to go. But the business must win. These friendship/boss relationships can create a lot of havoc in your business and you can't have it. So like I said, the business must win. You've got to be prepared to go to the mat for your business, sometimes at the expense of a relationship where, you know, and over time, maybe it can be healed. But if they can't work as a subordinate under you inside the business, then you need to sever that relationship and hope that the friendship outside can last. All right. Those are the techniques for today. I hope that you found some nuggets that'll help you defeat some drama in your work and in your life. If you need a more comprehensive program to help you defeat drama in your organization, check out my Defeat the Drama, Delight Your Customers, and Improve Your Bottom Line Bootcamp. It's a surefire 7-step system to get your team doing what you need, loving what they do, and directing focus where it should be. It's 7 modules that are available to you 24/7. Each module has a video and an action guide to walk you step by step to implementing everything that you've learned in the video. So I encourage you to check it out. Podcast listeners get a discount. Go to defeatthedrama.com/podcast discount. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. If you've got a current drama challenge, whether it's in your work or in your life, maybe you've got some family stuff going on, I'd love to help you with that. Shoot me a message and I'll put some customized solutions on a future episode. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then go to the Submit Your Question tab. You can either record it or shoot me a message and I'll provide those solutions at a future date. So until next time, make it a great day.